hail to the Redskins.
And this is it. It's the last game of the season. And people circled this one several weeks ago saying, you know, it could come down to this. At the time, many people were thinking that this could be a do-or-die game for either the Giants or the Redskins. Whoever wins gets in the playoffs, whoever loses is out. But we know that the Giants are in. The question is, what about the Redskins? Trevor Maddich, our Redskins analyst, joins us now. And Trevor, I'm sort of simplifying it by saying if the Redskins win, they're in. Technically, if the Lions and the Packers tie, then the Redskins will not be in, right? Is that how it works?
That's correct. Yeah, if the Redskins lose, they are definitely out. If they win, then it would have to be a incredibly rare event where there'd be a tie in that Lions-Packers game.
Although there were two ties this season. Even though it's a rare event, it's happened twice already this season.
That's right. And if it happens to the Redskins, you'll know that somewhere in the cosmos, karma is frowning on them.
Well, let's assume that the tie won't happen and the Redskins need to win this game. Are the Giants, considering the fact that they're already locked into their playoff position, are they going to bring the first stringers to this game at all?
Larry, that's the big question, and they say that they are. But it's funny how their coach has answered questions about that. When asked if the starters will play, he says, yes, they will play. The follow-up question is, how much? And he replies, the game. Well, he didn't say the entire game, or just like a regular, normal game. He just said, the game. The best way for the Redskins to have the starters go out is to hit Eli Manning hard in the pocket.
Yeah.
Because the Raiders lost their quarterback to a broken leg a couple weeks ago here. And I think the Giants are sensitive to that. And because they cannot improve their position, they're locked into that fifth seed, like you said, then there's no reason to expose Eli Manning if their line isn't protecting him well. So if the Redskins want Manning out of the game, they need to get after him, and when they get there, hit him hard.
The easiest way for the Redskins to make the playoffs, I would think, is if Eli Manning gets pulled for one reason or another. Odell Beckham Jr., you know, all of the stars for the Giants. Well, I just named all the stars for the Giants, actually.
Right,
but if they get pulled out, that's an easy way to get in. That said, the Redskins need to be able to beat a team like the Giants, the first stringers of the Giants, if they're going to do anything in the playoffs, right? So how do they match up?
You are absolutely right about that. And they match up well because they beat the Giants the first time around, but that seems like a lifetime ago, right? Early in September.
Yep.
But here's how the matchup goes. The Giants' defense is salty. I mean, they're playing very well. They're actually playing much better now than they did earlier in the season. Their offense, however, is really struggling. And that's where the Redskins have the best chance to win. The Giants' offense hasn't scored 20 points in about 5 weeks since they put 27 on Cleveland, so that even doesn't count, right? And so if you can get Eli Manning and Odell Beckham Jr. out of that game, you can't see a way that the Giants can really score a whole lot of points, even against a Redskins defense that's struggling.
Meanwhile, wide receiver DeSean Jackson is probably having the hottest streak that he's had since he put on the burgundy and gold. Three straight games with over 100 receiving yards. Are you thinking Kirk Cousins is going to be finding DeSean Jackson quite a bit in the backfield? Or excuse me, down the field?
Well, he did in the first game, and I think they will here. One of the great things about the season as it's unfolded between those two is that their chemistry has improved, and it's all right. It's always been pretty good, but teams are doing different things to try to slow down Jackson, make him cut and move and bend his route to get around people and through coverages. And Cousins is seeing those things better now in the second half of the season, and he's able to hit the deep ball better. Remember that ball's in the air a long time. And so by getting that chemistry together, he puts it in a place that Jackson can adjust to it. Now, I want you to think about baseball, because Jackson is actually an outstanding baseball player, a terrific outfielder.
Huh.
Because he has an uncanny knack to see the ball in the air, understand where it will land, and track it there. And that's why he's so good, and that's why Cousins has really developed a tremendous chemistry with him to put the ball in a place where then he can track it, adjust to it, get underneath it, and make the catch. And
interesting.
So look for that ball to be thrown high in the air in this game by Cousins.
You know, it's so funny you should say that, because that now it all makes perfect sense, because I was wondering why Kirk Cousins' passes seem so on the mark when he's throwing to DeSean Jackson, and oftentimes he's throwing behind a receiver or throwing a little too far in front of a receiver when it's one of the other guys. But it's really because Jackson's making the adjustments. He's making Cousins look better than maybe He really is.
Well, that's part of it, and receivers do that for quarterbacks. And by the way, it takes a quarterback doing the right things for the receiver to have that opportunity. And so it's not just Jackson, but Jackson is known. He's voted by NFL players as the premier deep threat in the league. And it's not just because of his speed. There are lots of fast guys. You need the speed, but you also need that knack to track the ball and then get to it in a way that your body is between the defender and the ball, so the defender can't come through you to break it up. And that's why it looks like he hits him in stride. Well, usually that's because with Jackson, his stride is adjusted to where the ball is.
Back in September, when the Redskins beat the Giants in New York, I think by a field goal, if I remember right, Matt Jones was the running back, the starting running back, and it was all going to be about Matt Jones getting the ball. Well, things have changed, and now Rob Kelly is doing, frankly, better than anyone expected Matt Jones to do at the beginning of the year. How different will that be for the Giants to have to deal with?
Well, it'll depend on whether the Redskins can block them, because it's been interesting since Kelly has taken over. When he has had 16 or more carries, the Redskins are undefeated. They're 4-0-1. When he's had less than 16 carries, they haven't won a game. They're 0-3. Mm. But that's not just about handing him the ball. In the games that they lost, those 0-3, they would run the ball and get stuffed or tackled for a loss. And so you get away from the run because you get tired of having second and 11 because your tight end or somebody can't block. That's why it's really important that Jordan Reed be able to block if he plays. He's got that bad shoulder. But the tight ends have really struggled at times, and that's why the running game with Rob Kelly has been abandoned at times, because if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Well, the running game needs to work for the Redskins to win.
All right, and meanwhile, cornerback Josh Norman, let's swing over to the defense. You said you got to get into Eli Manning's face, get him, hit him hard, hit him fast, hit him often. But in the downfield, Josh Norman, quarterback, is going to be tracking Odell Beckham Jr. pretty much the whole game. How do you see that matchup, and is that going to be sort of one of the side plots that viewers are going to want to watch all day long?
I think that's the main event, actually, because he had 7 catches for over 100 yards last time, but wasn't a huge factor. This time, you'll see Josh Norman track him all over the field, like you mentioned, not just having Norman play on one side. So wherever Odell Beckham goes, it is likely that Norman will end up on top of him and be the primary guy to cover him. And if he's able to be successful there, the Giants really don't have a whole lot else. The other receivers aren't doing that great. They can't run the ball very well. So that matchup will really key whether or not the Redskins can win this game.
Man, I wish I were going to FedEx Field on Sunday, because that's the one of the great things about going to everyone says, NFL's so great on television, watching at home. And it is. But when you're at the stadium and you want to watch a matchup all day long, like Josh Norman and Odell Beckham Jr., you know they're not. The director in the booth is not going to give you that camera angle the whole game. There's nothing like watching it live. I wish I were going this Sunday, because that's going to be a great part of this game.
You know what? You're right, because a lot of what gets set up when the ball comes to Norman will happen when the ball doesn't go to Norman, because there'll be a lot of fighting, a lot of jawing, and a lot of things that are going on that are important for when the ball does arrive.
All right, prediction?
Prediction, the Redskins win this game. The Redskins will get after the Giants. So whether or not the Giants play their starters the whole game or not, I think the Redskins will show up and play their best game. And if they don't, Larry, we will absolutely hammer them on Monday.
Yes, we will. That one thing you can count on. All right, Trevor, great talking to you. Thank you, sir. Happy New Year to you. And I'll talk to you at some point next year.